by effecting our consideration and decision into a record that then will then be ready to be sent into the House for the Houses to adopt. Now that we are not correcting, I'm suggesting that let's then deal with the other item on the agenda, which is the 2017-18 submissions, in the meantime, whilst we're getting more members for us to correct, and then going back to the other matter, the other item, so that we conclude on it. Will that be in order?
Yes.
All right. So in terms of this agenda before us today, I will then take the apologies, noting that we have received two from the Secretariat, Honorable Motsega and Honorable Mutapo. Any further apologies? No indication. So we note those apologies and then move into the item that we would start with, which is the consideration of 17-18. Sesando, you have summaries? Members have the submissions? All right. I'm informed they were circulated to members, and therefore we will go straight to them as we deliberate on them with the view that we are considering those submissions. All right. All right. The content advisor will then take us through one by one on those submissions.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning, members of the committee. As Chair has suggested, we're going to be considering the 2017 or tabling the 2017 and 2018 submissions. They've been prepared in a form of a proposal of them being categorized into the three categories, which denotes the submissions which are ready for consideration by the committee. And it's also just a proposal that some be considered by a legal opinion, but since members of this committee have taken some decisions on the subject matter, it might not necessitate the legal opinions, and also some which fall outside of the scope of the committee's mandate. Table 1 on page 2 of the document that's titled Overview of Submissions in 2017 and 2018 reflects a table which contains 6 submissions. That's the total number of submissions that were received in 2017. Of those submissions, 2 of them are ready for consideration. 3 were proposed for legal opinions, but as I've mentioned, it may not be necessary where members feel they can take a decision on it now. And 1 submission that is deemed to fall outside of the committee's mandate. The second table thereafter, which I will present, will contain 5 submissions. Those are the submissions in total that were received in 2018. Of those submissions, 3 of them are ready for consideration, and about 2 of them were proposed for legal opinion, and then one of them falls outside of the scope of the committee's mandate. So following on page 2 of the document on 2017 and 2018, the first submission which was received in 2017 was by Mr. Peter Moichanko, and his submission deals with the preamble, and he proposes that within the preamble that the committee consider reviewing the reflection of South Africa belonging to all who live in it and changing that in order to reflect South Africa belongs to all South Africans. So members, I'll just propose that we do them one by one so that we can note whether the committee proposes that we review the section or not.
Not necessary to amend,
sir. There's a first opinion input on it that you don't have to amend the preamble to add South Africa.
Because that's all what he's saying.
I support that view.
Sorry?
I support that view.
Any other members? All right, so Susanda, you've got the decision.
Thank you, Chairperson. The second submission was submitted by Mr. Tanzani. Mr. Tanzani is speaking to Section 6 of the Constitution, which is on languages, and he proposes an insertion of a unit which will assist in the development of indigenous languages within the Constitution. This submission can be dealt with in national legislation, as this kind of specifics are not something we can insert into the Constitution, especially this section of the Constitution, which is Part 1, Chapter 1, which it requires a high threshold. So members can then take a decision on whether this national geographics unit should be inserted into Section 6.2 as a means of developing indigenous languages, or whether does this require then a review of the section in order for the insertion as requested by Mr. Tanzani.
Let's take hands. Honourable Pumran, you said yes against the big notes.
No. You can't.
We can't be like that. It has to be explained why. You see, there are important things here. And one of the most important things in anybody's way of life is the language. And you will find, for example, let me just make an example about Afrikaans, which is also pushed to a corner, let alone other African languages that are not even promoted. The emphasis is very crucial that we put that, and so that in theory, there were 11 languages for 25 years. But in practice, there was only one language, and that was English. Here in this parliament, all documents are printed in Afrikaans and in English. There is no change. So I personally feel that putting it in the Constitution, it may just give some kind of impetus. It can just assist in pushing this thing up. To show that we mean business.
Yeah, thank you, Honourable Lotrick, followed by Honourable Swart.
Thank you, Chairperson. I do not agree with the last opinion in that this is an amendment to Section 1, the founding principles of the Constitution. And something like a unit, which is so radical, regardless of the function that you have, the importance of it, does not fit within Chapter 1 of the Constitution. You can really have fan cells with a national conference or whatever the NLU where they already have the plan. So if we do this with this particular instance, there will be requests to other units to also be in the Constitution. So I strongly agree that which it should not be in the
Chair, I agree with the previous speaker, and I just want to add that we are still dealing with the language issue of the Pedi issue that from 6 years ago from the fourth parliament. And when you start touching languages and you start touching Section 6, it has a very high threshold. Maybe we should first complete dealing with the Pedi issues, if you might remember those issues. 6 years ago, we still haven't finalized those before we consider this. That's not to say that the presenter indicated that this could be accommodated in national legislation. So we're not rejecting it totally. We are saying maybe look, refer to a national legislation if there's any need for it. But I'm totally opposed to the amendment of the Constitution to insert a unit when we've got the PANCEL already. Thank you, Chair.
All right. Honourable Pumran, the request is for a unit. And well, there is pencil, and so I guess then we'll craft the
offer a unit.
Yes, they are not asking for any language.
Oh, okay. No, fine.
So we think that the request. All right, thank you. All right, Susanda, we will craft these things. Obviously, members, we will communicate with the submitters in terms of the decisions, and in our recommendations we will give the rationale for the recommendations in the report. All right, next one, Susanda.
Thank you, Chair. Moving on to, still on page 2, submission 3 of 2017, the submitter in the submission calls for the effective national legislation which pertains to accountability matters. And here's the details how he wants accountability to be addressed within national legislation. And he actually goes on to request that the committee blesses the passing of an Accountability Act. This proposal then falls outside of the scope of what this committee is mandated to do. So members need to then recommend whether they feel that this necessitates a review of the Constitution or whether it's actually outside of its mandate as recommended. Thank you, members. Thank you, members. Submission number 4 is by Lesego, who represents Azapo. He requires a legal opinion, although the submitter agrees that changes that he proposes to the Constitution will initially require amendment to various pieces of legislation and regulation. The submission requires a review of sections in Chapter 4 on Parliament right through to Chapter 9 on state institutions supporting democracy. So because the submitter actually admits that all the changes that he's requesting in his very detailed submissions can be done in national legislation, it's recommended that the committee not review the submission and not review the Constitution and just recommend that the user awaits the new priorities of the new government to decide whether or not these legislations, which he highlights in his submission, necessitate a change of the Constitution or not. So members can then take a decision on whether Lesego's submission necessitates a review of the Constitution. Thank you, members. Submission 5 of 2017 is by Muitumelo. Muitumelo is requesting the committee to review Section 25. But he's against a radical change of this section to ensure that justice and fairness are restored. Members are aware that they've taken a decision on this matter already, so members can then decide whether it necessitates a review constitution or not. Thank you, members. Submission 6, I was unable to make out the name of the submitter as he submitted a handwritten submission, but submission 6 speaks to something which also can be, it's by Mr. James Diguayo, and this is the final submission in 2017, and he requires the committee to consider national legislation, namely the traditional leadership and governance framework. And the matters that Mr. Diguayo is requesting the committee to look into are currently being dealt with in the framework bill. The framework bill B23 of 2015, which was considered by the NCOP and governance cluster on the 30th of October in 2018. Submission 6 of 2017. That's James Diguayo.
All right, so that's a recommendation, members, that these matters are undertaken. So you fine with that recommendation?
Yes.
Thank you. Right, that concludes the presentation for the submissions received 2017. As we said, that the response to the submitters will then be crafted that the committee resolved, it felt that there is no desirability to amend the Constitution, and the reasons will be provided to the submitters. Right?
Yep.
Right, 2018.
Thank you, Chair. 2018 has 5 submissions. The first submission in 2018 was received from Mr. Matala. Mr. Matala requests the committee to review amendment and repeal national legislation, and therefore his submission also falls outside of the scope of the committee, because if members can read his actual submission, they will note that he refers to the repeal of existing laws, and he also requests review of national legislation which falls outside of the amendment, which falls outside of the mandate of this committee. Through you, Chair. The submitter proposes a review of the Act which prevents the issuing of title deeds for communal land. He also requests a review or amendment of the National Student Fund Aid Scheme, which ensures that students who cannot pay their student loans are not blacklisted and thereby prevented from job opportunities. Those are the two main issues that are within the first submission of 2018 by Mr. Matlala. Thank you, Chair. The second submission in 2018 is by Mr. Thembi Khosi. Mr. Thembi Khosi is asking the committee to review Section 26(2), which provides that the state must take reasonable and other legislative means within its available resources to achieve progressive realization of the rights contained in Section 26. He proposes that the state must take reasonable and legislative and other measures by providing service standards to citizens to achieve the progressive realization of the rights. The submitter goes on to motivate in his submission that the service standards which he requires the committee to consider inserting into the Constitution will equip people in order to build their own houses. So where there is land made available, they want these service standards to be inserted into the Constitution so as to empower people to be able to actualize their rights as they currently are. He feels this section as it is, it makes it very difficult for ordinary citizens to actualize their rights. So he requests that the committee please consider in Section 26(2) insert the provision of service standards to citizens. And in his submission, he says that this will enable him to carry out some of his rights. The committee can then take a decision on whether or not this requires a review of Section 26(2).
So the request for service standards is not necessarily a constitutional matter.
Thank you, members. Submission 3 of 2018. In this submission is by Mr. Vumile Dujana of the Western Cape. He does not reference a section, but he writes to the committee requesting the strengthening of socioeconomic activation programs for the youth in the township of Gugulethu. He then requests the committee to see to it that there are activation programs to assist with the eradication of drug use, which would then which is the matter that he sees as compounding unemployment in his community. It is also recommended this submission that it falls outside the scope of the committee, but these are some of the members matters which will be taken up by the following government, as it does fall under the socioeconomic rights of the National Development Plan. Thank you, members. The fourth submission of 2018 is by Mr. Shozayo. Mr. Shozayo is requesting a review of the preamble, and he requests that the committee consider the removal of the word God in the Constitution. The submitter views this as being something that is not necessary in a secular state. With regard to this submission, the committee has received within this term a legal opinion in this regard, and the committee has previously decided that it is acceded to that the Constitution is not a religious neutral instrument. The Constitutional Court has also held that invocation of a deity does not amount to discrimination against non-theists, and thus is not a breach of the provisions of the Equality Clause as claimed by Mr. Fuzoyo. It is then therefore not recommended in terms and in line of decisions that's already been taken by this committee that it doesn't necessitate a review of the preamble in this regard. Thank you, members. The final submission submitted in 2018 is submission 5 by Mr.
We reject the submission. I'm not confused. Make it very clear.
Thank you, members. The last submission 5 by Mr. Aubrey Plykes. Mr. Plykes is also requesting the reinstatement of the death penalty and also requests some amendments to the Criminal Procedure Act. The committee has taken a decision on this matter and it has decided previously that it's not necessary for our country to reinstate the capital punishment. The committee can then take a decision on this last one as well.
Chair, the ACDP reserves its position. Thank you.
Honourable Bumlana?
Yes, I just want to be rewarded for having gone to try and make sure that there is a quorum. And while I'm coming back to make sure that there is a quorum, number one has gone. May I be allowed to make a comment?
Comment on this?
On the first one, number 17, CR 17.1. We just finished as I was coming through the door, but, you know, I have the committee because I went to try and make sure that there's a quorum. It would not have carried on.
Yeah.
So I'm just requesting to be rewarded by
the decision is already carried, though.
Yeah. Yes, that's it was carried without a quorum.
No, the quorum was already there.
No, it wasn't.
I think the Honourable Member Mbunga and my learned colleague is out of order.
You are not there.
Because in actual fact he's suggesting that we must restart the meeting.
No.
You know?
I was saying just number one.
I'll give you the opportunity just to be on record saying something, not now.
Yeah.
Let's do the other item, but I'll allow you to
be in order.
We recognize and thank you for your activism.
So just for the purpose of this meeting, can you be in order, please?
Yeah. All right. Can we go back to the 2016 items? 2016 submission. Members, you've had quite some time on this. We've requested some experts in some, and we've received opinions where you requested opinions. So you have kind of almost at the end of deliberations. Last week we concluded on the outstanding legal opinions. You had requested for 30. Out of 67 submissions, and remember, we have categorized them as well in terms of those that you felt you are within the scope. Let me put it that way: within the scope of the committee's mandate, and those that were categorized as really not within the scope of this committee. So. I'm just reminding you, just a general comment, so that we're not going to start again on the work that we've already taken, and we're just needing decisions now, whether you are agreeing with that proposition, or you make comments, and that, and it remains the same as we said earlier. It goes to the report, and there will be reasons for whatever decision that is final to each item. Right, Susanda? You are 30 seconds, because members have read this, right? So whatever you want to say quickly in 30 seconds per item. We're going 67, so we must move as fast as we can.
All right, thank you, Chairperson. Thank you, members. As Chairperson has summarized, there's 67 submissions, starting on page 2 with submission 1 from the Khoisan National Defense Unit. Members, the submission... This matter has already been dealt with by the Joint Standing Committee on Defence and does not necessitate a review by this committee.
Right, next one.
Submission 2 is by Mr. Shepherd, and this submission is also regarding language, and Mr. Shepherd recommends that Section 29(2), which is the right to receive education in your official language be amended in the Constitution. This matter is already thoroughly dealt with in national legislation. And members?
Which one? Which part of the legislation is dealing with that?
He wants the Section 29(2) in the Constitution to provide that everyone may receive, has the right to receive education in official language of their choice.
Which part of the legislation, which legislation is dealing with that?
The part of the legislation that's dealing with that is the South African Schools Act, the National Curriculum Statement of South Africa. There are two court cases as well, the Ngosi versus Durban High School governing body. This matter is covered extensively.
It is actually not covered. That's one of the sections of the Act that deals with that. I want the section of the Act that deals with that. This is very crucial and we can just run through it. Just tell me it is covered by this particular Act so that we know that the Department of Education is not obeying the laws, because it's not what's happening.
Yeah. All right, in Section 6 of the South African Schools Act, as cited in the column,
It doesn't say so. It has got a may. It doesn't have a mark. It doesn't say so. It talks about the
prescribed several preconditions in relation to the discrimination of language policy in public schools and
in other words, it's not forcing. It's not being compulsory. Not forcing the education to take steps to do.
Correct. Let's be in order. We're discussing the desirability as requested. Now, the challenge to the section on Schools Act, it's a separate matter, it's a portfolio matter of the enforcement of that law, nor the interpretation thereof. So, Honorable Pumlan, I'm trying to understand what you are trying to put before the committee in terms of your understanding of the request of amending 29(2), because as it stands, that request is covered in those two referred policy documents and the legislation.
No. I'm saying that you're talking about policy documents. You're not talking about law.
You say the Schools Act is an act.
But the Schools Act, all I'm saying, the Schools Act doesn't say this, doesn't cover that. That's all I'm talking about.
Chair, I want to submit, Chair, that if in fact it's covered in legislation, then what needs to be done is that legislation must be implemented to the full. We can't change the Constitution for legislative failures. Now, I've not looked at it personally, but I'm saying if Sasanda can confirm to us that in fact it is covered in the legislation and there's no impediment to it, then maybe we should be referring it to those portfolio committees that look after the legislation.
Yeah. There's even two court decisions, right? And those court decisions are obligating the department. They didn't pronounce on the lack of the Constitution for the provision. Right,
no,
so...
May I come in?
Yes, Honourable.
Thank you very much. The legislation is making it not compulsory. It just says we may. Yeah, this is what the legislation says. No, wait a minute. All I am saying, we are putting certain rights that in the Constitution that are there. For example, the Constitution now says there are 11 official languages, as I said earlier. Now, how many official languages are there in practice? There's only one. In law, for example, there's only one. In the legal system. And now, all I'm saying is that if you say you give it as a right in the Constitution, as a right, that every child has got a right to study in the language of his own. This is very crucial. Very, very crucial. You can't just tell me that before I can know biology, I must cross the English Channel. It's so important because it disadvantages quite a number of people. If you have it as a right in the Constitution, like all other rights that are in the Constitution, right to life, right to be taught in your own language, now, then the department will make an act that makes sure that it's compulsory.
Yeah, all right.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying people, you can't say this right to life is more important, the right to life, but the right to education in your own language, because it cannot be. So in that way, I just don't understand why, what reasons you put it.
Yeah, well, we will craft, you see, we have to recognize that the matter is dealt with in the legislation and the police. It's there. We will then, when in our recommendation, because now we've got to be cautious of using the constitutional review or the constitution as an advocacy document or as a replacement for non implementation or lack of service as such, but it should be a last course of protection and promotion of and enforcement of a right. So in that argument, I don't think it's an argument that we can make it, because now we have to. It's a policy argument, Mbumba. It's not technically what the Constitution is preventing or is silent about. Because the Constitution says it's education, right to education, it's there. But then the conditions and circumstances in which you receive that compulsory education is another matter. So I'm suggesting that let's craft it that way, that we will specifically say something about the concern. And say that they must look into the right of your own language. But it's a vast. You see, you are sitting with many language issues. So it means when you put that right, you must be ready to teach in Pondo, even if it's not developed. You have to teach in Fengu, in all the slang.
Out of order.
All right.
No, you're out of order.
No, it's fine.
The Constitution talks about 11 languages.
Yeah.
Now, that thing talks about inofficial language, which means any of the official language.
Yeah.
All I'm saying to you that okay. I would agree with you if you're saying that we insist perhaps on changing the act.
That's what I'm saying.
Give it effect to it, but don't talk about things which are not official.
Honourable Rotrich?
Thank you, Jefferson. The Constitution is quite clear at 392 that everyone has the right to be educated in the language of his official language of his choice when it is practically possible. Now, the practically possible is determined by legislation and circumstances on the ground. So you cannot be absolutely
certain. Yeah, all right, let's, can we proceed on the next one?
Thank you, members. Submission 3 is by Mr. Poffer. Mr.
Proceed.
As by Mr. Poffer. Mr. Poffer also requests the committee to review Section 25, which the committee has already dealt with, and he also speaks in a submission to blacks being taxed less than white counterparts. Because it doesn't make a reference of which particular section needs to be reviewed by the committee, it makes it difficult for the committee to process the submission, and therefore it's recommended that the Constitution not be reviewed on the basis of this submission by Mr. Poffer.
Agreed. Next one.
Thank you, members. Submission 4 is by Mr. Mthombeni. Mr. Mthombeni also does not cite any section of the Constitution, but in his narrative, he states he requests the committee to look into removal of unlimited rights for criminals. He wants to see transformation in the judiciary, and he also requests that steps be taken to stop hate speech. Because Mr. Mthombeni does not cite the actual sections and how the committee should go about reviewing the Constitution in this regard, it makes his submission one which the committee is unable to deal with as it's outside the scope of the committee's mandate.
Agreed. Next one.
Very long. Sorry, member. Just need to make sure I don't miss anything. Moving on, submission number 5 is also by Mr. Dikwayo. He submitted in the recent submissions as well. He's requesting in his submission the transformation or the electoral system be reformed in order to allow individual candidates for the presidential position during elections. The committee has received a legal opinion which was against the review of the Constitution in this regard, as this matter pertains to the Slabbert Commission recommendations which the committee cannot insert into the Constitution. And the committee has received a legal opinion in this regard. The committee then needs to decide whether it feels we need to transform the electoral system in order to have individual candidates for presidential position during elections.
No. So agreed.
Yeah.
Next.
No, Chair, we'll reserve our position on this. Thank you, Chair.
All right. ACDP and the DA records reservations.
Thank you, members. Submission number 6. There was no name provided by the submitter as it was a handwritten submission. It also does not highlight which section needs to be changed in the Constitution. However, the submitter speaks to matters that relate to land redistribution and the offenses of persons who have committed treason, and he makes broad statements which make it difficult for the committee to process his submission. It is therefore recommended that his submission does not necessitate a review of the Constitution.
Right, member? Agreed.
Submission 7 is by Mr. Chai. Mr. Chai's submission is also not within the mandate of the committee's mandate because he does not reference a section. However, he requests the committee to revise the death penalty and consider bringing it back to South Africa and remove the right to vote by inmates.
So we agree with the recommendation, members?
Right. We reserve our position, but I do understand there's no mandate on this as well, Chair. Thank you.
The following submission is number 8 by Mr. Fainter Peter. He also, his submission is requesting a reinstatement of the death penalty. He also does not cite a section where the committee can deal with this matter, and therefore he is not able to then process his submission for consideration.
Agreed.
So we also reserve our position on this. Thank you.
ACDP reserves.
I just want to agree with the decision, but I just want to find out, when you say that, for example, there is a specific thing in the Constitution that says right to life. So if a person did not specify that particular thing, it's very clear which one they want to say. I just don't understand the legal opinion. Why can't they say this, though it's not said, request to such and so on, which deals with the right to life? Why must you just come to us in this form, you know, why? Because people are not lawyers. They don't have to know a particular section. These are lawyers who know exactly. So if a person doesn't specify the section, which means we cannot be given a chance to consider that.
Yeah.
You know.
Thanks, Honorable Bumla. We had the presenter on this, the legal person who made this. He came and we engaged, and that point was already made by you in that meeting at M46. So I think it's part of the record, it's part of the improvement by the legal service office to say they must search and fish, you know, some kind of relevant reference, you know, on an aspect that is raised by a submitter. It's something that can be dealt with administratively, I think. Right? Next.
Thank you, Chairperson. Submission 9 of 2016 is by Mr. Goodman Lutuli. His submission is regarding retirement funds and also does not fall within the committee's mandate for consideration.
Agreed. Next one.
Submission 10 is by Mr. Phil. The submission proposes the review of the Constitution to amend it in order to include a penalty for conviction or a breach of the Constitution by the Constitutional Court. And this can be also accommodated in national legislation, and the committee does not necessarily need to include a phrase which speaks to the consequences of breaching the Constitution as pronounced by the Constitutional Court. So it's therefore recommended that this submission does not necessitate a review of the Constitution.
Agreed.
Number 10. The next submission is submission number 11, and this is by Mr. Nelson. Mr. Nelson's submission also speaks to a review of the electoral law and also speaks to a review of mining laws for development. This also falls outside of the scope of the committee's work.
Agreed.
Submission 12 is by Mr. Phillip, and Mr. Phillip's submission is also request a review of the powers of the President, and he wrote a narrative to the committee. However, there's no section reference and also a recommendation as to how the committee can review the powers of the President, and therefore this submission does not necessitate a review of the Constitution.
Agreed.
Submission 13 is by Mr. Fabian. Mr. Fabian's submission also received a legal opinion, and it was pertaining to the National Prosecuting Authority. And the conclusion, and this submission pertained to Section 179, Subsection 4. He also requested changes to Subsection 5D and also Subsection 6 of 179. The legal opinion said that it is within the committee's discretion to make this decision, but it advised against the amendment of Constitution in this regard, as this pertained to matters which can be dealt with in national law.
All right, next one.
We reserve our position.
TA reserve the position. ACDP.
Thank you, members. Submission number 14 was by Mr. Nelson. Mr. Nelson's submission also received a legal opinion, and it was regarding a review to the right to protest in order to prevent destruction of property. The legal opinion received in this regard stated that it recommends that this submission does not necessitate a review of the Constitution, and therefore the right to protest in order to prevent destruction of public property is a matter that can be dealt with in national law.
Agreed.
Submission 15 is by Mr. Kagiso. It also received a legal opinion. He was requesting the committee to review section a lot of parts in Section 47A, sub A, 48, Section 52, Section 55A, and Section 64, Section 89(1), and also Section 96B. The legal opinion thoroughly speaks to all of these sections, and the recommendation given was that it does not necessitate a review of any of these sections. However, the committee was given leeway to make a policy decision on some of these matters that were proposed by Mr. Kachis.
Right. You're not in a position to make policy discretions now, right? Agreed. Sure. Next.
Thank you, members. Submission 16 is by Mr. Maharaj. Mr. Maharaj's legal opinion also, Mr. Maharaj's submission also received a legal opinion, notwithstanding that it did not have cited section. A thorough legal opinion was given on the electoral system and the reviews that he wanted to see happen, and the legal opinion also recommended that the Constitution not be reviewed in this regard.
Great. Sure.
Submission 17 was by Mr. Christopher. This submission also did not fall in line with the committee's mandate, as it was matters which could be dealt with in national legislation, as highlighted in his original submission.
And has been
passed.
Agreed.
Submission 18 is by Mr. Pudumzi. It also received a legal opinion, and he was requesting a review in the Bill of Rights, also Section 83, all through to Section 102. The legal opinion is provided to the members, and in essence, the entire legal opinion came to the conclusion that it's not necessary to review the Constitution as proposed by Mr. Pundunzi.
Great. Sure.
Submission 19 was by Mr. Motovegi. Mr. Motuveke's submission also received a legal opinion, and he was also requesting a review of the election of the president. The legal opinion stated that it is not necessary to review the constitution with regard to his submissions as stated. Submission 20 was by Adila. Adila's submission also received a legal opinion, and she was requesting addition of the impeachment clause. The legal opinion received in this regard stated that it is not necessary to review the constitution.
So it is dealt with somewhere?
Submission number 21 was by Menko Wilson. Menko's submission also received a legal opinion. It was regarding the review of section 239 to insert a section 1A, subsection B, and a section 2A and B. The legal opinion, after having reviewed the submission thoroughly and gave court cases and the recommendation that this matter does not necessitate a review of these sections as proposed.
Right.
Submission 22 was by Mr. Ndebo. His submission fell outside of the scope of the committee's mandate. He requested for the committee to consider limited presidential powers and for non-partisan, and he requested for the reinstatement of a non-partisan president. The recommendation is that the committee not amend the constitution in this regard as well. Submission number 23 was by Ms. Tessa. Ms. Tessa's submission also did not cite any particular sections. She was speaking to the abolishment of the term colored. She was speaking to the recognition of the mission stations which were established to establish indigenous groups. These matters can also be dealt with in the aforementioned bill on traditional leadership and does not necessitate a review of the constitution.
Is there a word colored in the constitution?
Agreed.
Sure. Thank you, members. Submission number 24 is by Mr. Mac Oswald, and his submission also did not reference a section but had a narrative to the committee. It's recommended that this submission not be considered due to the format. It makes it difficult for the committee to pick which exact section he wants the committee to consider, and therefore does not fall within the committee's mandate. Submission 25 is by Elsa Post. Ms. Elsa Post also in her original submission did not reference a section within which the committee can make its decision, and therefore it does not necessitate a review of the constitution.
Right.
Submission number 26 is also by Mr. Macavella. Mr. Macavella also received a legal opinion with regard to his submission, which was on section 179 on the appointment of the National Director of Public Prostitution. The legal opinion received by the committee recommended that it's a decision for the committee to take to look into some of the matters that Mr. Macavella had suggested. However, it did not say that it supports the amendment or the review of the constitution with regard to section 179.
DA reserves and ACDP also.
Thank you. Thank you, members. Submission number 27 was by Jessa. Jessa's submission was aimed at enhancing public participation and to allow for MPs to have direct contact with their constituencies. In this regard, she had requested a review of section 46(1), subsection D, to allow for proportional representation and constituency representation in the National Assembly. The legal opinion provided in this regard also did not necessitate a review of the Constitution in terms of the legal opinion case.
Yeah.
Submission 28.
Sorry, Chair, will you answer about
that? ACDP reserves position. DA reserves position. As policy matters, we'll all debate out there. Next one.
Thank you, Chair. Submission 28 is by Ms. Sizani. It also received a legal opinion. It was regarding the review of section 197, sub 4F, Roman numeral 2, and also review of Section 197 of Sub 4D, and she was requesting for the review of framework on the Public Service Commission for the investigation of labor-related grievances by former public service employees. The legal opinion in this regard stated that this does not necessitate a review of the Constitution and all the matters can be considered in national legislation.
Agreed. Next one.
Submission 29 was by Mr. Green. Mr. Green's submission also did not give the committee a specific section, and it dealt with a retired judge to assist in the appointment and requested the assistance of retired judges in the appointment of Chapter 9 institution bearers and not the president. He also requested that the Speaker of Parliament be non-partisan, and he requested the secret ballot votes or to be permitted so that MPs can vote with their consciences. This submission, however, does not fall within the mandate of the committee as it didn't prescribe and motivate which sections need to be amended and how the committee should go about this.
The recommendation is that it's not desirable.
Thank you, members. Submission 30 was by Tandi Ngobo. Tandi Ngobo requested that the committee look into amending Section 25, and this is a matter that the committee has already dealt with.
Agreed. Next.
Submission 31 was by Sydney Mitchell. Sydney Mitchell's submission also falls outside of the mandate of the committee. However, Sydney Mitchell in his narrative expresses his personal views that the Constitution has failed its citizens and recommends that the constitutional reform focus on specific areas which he mentions in his submission. And he stated that the public office bearers ought to resign immediately upon being found contravention of the Constitution. Because the submission falls outside of the mandate of the committee's work, it's not recommended that it amend the Constitution.
Agreed.
Submission 32 is by Mr. Matlodi. Mr. Matlodi's submission also does not reference a section. However, he recommends for the constitutional reform areas to be considered that the Constitution as a whole needs to reduce the number of provinces in the country in order to reduce the duplication of work and its impact on resources. However, because he does not specify which section needs to be changed in order to carry this out, it makes it difficult for the committee to process a review of the Constitution.
Policy debates. You agree with the recommendations, members?
Sure. Submission 33 is by Mr. Michael James. His submission requests a review of Section 20, and he states that no citizen may be deprived of citizenship, and he wants Section 20 to read that no natural-born citizen may lose or be deprived of citizenship. Review of citizenship under the column on recommendation is a possible infringement of Section 9(3) of the Constitution if the national legislation is not amended. These matters can be dealt with in the Citizenship Act, and this matter can also be referred to the Portfolio Committee on the Home Affairs and does not necessitate a review of the Constitution.
Sure.
Thank you, member. Submission 35 is by Mr. Windsor.
I protest. I think Ms. Maila, I'm not sure whether he's no more a chairman. He can't sit next to me. I protest.
Mr. Maila, I put an apology for you, so you are well with it. Don't be embarrassed to come take you.
Yeah.
Well, the committee is away.
No, you're not. I'm not comfortable with you. Not
all right, let's proceed. Members want to leave very soon.
Thank you, members. Submission 34 is by Mr. Windsor. Mr. Windsor's submission also does not give the committee the specific section which needs to be changed. However, he recommends a constitutional reform in the following focal areas. He requests a legal definition of personhood be given to an unborn person, he requests for a legal definition of marriage be regarded as between natural-born man and natural-born woman. He also requests for the recognition of the Khoi and the San as the first people of South Africa. This submission can be catered for in the relevant national legislation that speaks to these areas, and it also is recommended that it does not necessitate a review of the Constitution.
Okay, next. So the ACDP supports the sentiments, and we understand that it can be accommodated in national legislation. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, members. Submission 35 is Mr. George Martin's. It also received a legal opinion. It was regarding Section 42 all the way through to Section 82 in Chapter 4 on Parliament, from Chapter 5 on the President and the National Executive, from Section 83 through to Section 102. This submission received a legal opinion which spoke and explained to members regarding the encroachment on separation of powers, which the submitter was referring to, and the election of the head of the majority party and the president ought to be different individuals. The legal opinion provided in this regard recommended that it is a decision for the committee to take whether they should actually amend these sections in order to provide for the election of the head of the majority party to be two different people and the actual majority party. So this is a decision for the committee to make whether it necessitates a review of the sections which he cited in his original submission to the committee.
Right. You are agreeing with the recommendation, right?
Yes.
It's not desirable.
Submission 36 is by Mr. Mushachupin. Mushachupin. I beg your pardon, member. Mushachupin. Mr. Mushachupin's submission also received a legal opinion. It was on Section 35(3)(k), and he was requesting that it be amended to read that to be tried in one of the official languages of the Republic of South Africa, if not practicable, to have the proceedings interpreted in one of the official languages. The submission was aimed at the problem that is to procure people who speak foreign languages during state cases and the delay that is caused by such matters. However, the legal opinion provided stated that this submission does not necessitate a review of the Constitution. However, it does necessitate a strengthening of national legislation to support it in this regard. Submission 37 is by Mr. Sylvester Finger. It also did not cite any section for the committee to consider reviewing. However, his narrative speaks to the Constitution permitting citizens to elect the president and not have one imposed by the political party. He also goes on to say the submission does not set, the recommendation is that the submission does not set out the section which needs to be amended or reviewed, which makes it difficult for the committee to process it, and therefore it should not review the Constitution as it's not within our mandate.
Yeah.
Submission number 38 is by Mr. Moloko, and it also does not reference a section which the committee needs to look into reviewing. However, in his narrative of his original copy of his submission, he recommends that a minimum governance structure to strengthen weak governance structures needs to be given effect to give a legal standing to internal auditors for fraud and reduction of all organizations and institutions, and reporting to shareholders not to manage without fear or reprisal from management. The matters referenced by the submitter, because they do not reference a section in the Constitution, do not necessitate a review of the Constitution.
Agreed.
Submission number 39 is the same as submission number 52 and is by an advocate, Masemola. In the submission, he deals with two parts. He deals with Section 6 on languages. He also deals with provinces. His submission received a legal opinion, and he was speaking with regard to official languages, and he was requesting the committee to review Section 6.1 so that Sesotho sa Leboa should be replaced by Sepedi in Section 6.1. The committee, it is the legal opinion stated that it's the committee's decision to take whether this section needs to be amended or not.
Very controversial.
It's not desirable, right?
Yeah, it is desirable.
What is that desirable?
What is
desirable? A review.
That matter be looked into and we discuss it.
Can we have Honorable Swart?
But I don't know about.
I don't know if you
know. Honorable Swart.
This matter has been coming a number of years, Chair, and I think we should refer it in our legacy report to the next Parliament to consider, because it's still outstanding from the previous Parliament, and it's a very sensitive issue. But I would think that the next Parliament's probably best place to deal with this. Thank you, Chair.
All right, Honourable Mpumlani, you wanted the floor.
I'm not opposing to that, but okay. I agree that it can be given to as that thing.
But the decision that is not desirable for now.
Yeah, it's not desirable at all.
Yeah. All right, next.
Still in the same submission, the second part of the submission requested a review of Section 103, and the submitter stated that the boundaries of the provinces which coincide with the former Batu stance ought to be abolished as they are a waste of state resources. The legal opinion in this regard stated that this is a policy decision that needs to be made prior to a decision to review the Constitution and therefore does not necessitate a review of the Constitution.
No, wait a minute. I think I have got a right to talk, don't I?
Yeah, no.
Why should I be harassed? Thank you. Chairperson, I've got a chairperson next to me. I'm sure he can assist me. I would suggest that this one also goes into the book to the next Parliament for you to consider.
It is a policy debate.
Yes.
And the recommendation says that once there's political parties made their positions, then the matter can then be submitted for constitutional review. So the committee is not dismissing it, but it says there's no ground for reviewing the Constitution. That's a correct one.
You mean you were waiting for which political party to have policy? Because the ANC has a policy on this.
Yeah.
Now, you'll
debate it at your caucus, Honourable Mpumlani. The position of the committee is clear here.
Yeah.
All right, next one.
Thank you, members. Submission number 40 is by Mr. Pagamani Dlamini. His submission also does not reference a section, and his submission falls outside of the mandate of the committee's work. However, his narrative can be read to request that the committee reviews expropriation of land without compensation. The committee has dealt with this matter. However, the mandate which it was set out, it actually fell outside of the mandate of the committee's work.
All right.
Submission number 41 was by Mr. Maibelo. His submission also received a legal opinion. He was requesting a review of Section 86.1 on the election of the president and Schedule 3 on the Electoral Procedures Act. The opinion provided in this regard was that part of the submission is dealt with in national legislation. However, the election of the president proposal also does not necessitate a review of the Constitution.
Right.
Thank you, members. Submission 42 was by Henry Isaacs of the South African Human Rights Commission. He was requesting, he also set out his submission in a narrative. He did not reference a section. However, he requested the reform to address the following matter: the identification of Khoisan people as the highest people, the sole government of the Khoisan within the Constitution. The submission, however, is not in line with the committee's mandate, and the matters related to it can be considered in national legislation, namely the traditional Khoisan and Leadership Amendment Bill, and this therefore does not necessitate a change or a review in the Constitution.
The relevant committee will then be sensitized on this. You are agreeing with that recommendation?
Okay, yeah.
Thanks. Next.
Thank you. Submission 43 is by Mr. Mabuta, who was supported by 10 other submitters in his original submission. His submission falls under Category 1, which he requested the committee to look into reviewing Section 11, which is the right to life, and also Section 29, 1A through to B, which is the right to education. The request for the review of the equality clause regarding the state not discriminating on the grounds of pregnancy, marital, or sexual orientation. These matters are clearly covered in the Choice of Termination of Pregnancy Act of 2008, Act 1, and also the Civil Unions Act 17 of 2016. The Constitutional Court also in the Minister versus Home Affairs versus Buri extended the common law definition of marriage to include same-sex spouses. The submission also speaks to disagreement in the right to education and only goes as far as disagreeing with the law and not the right. The request for the review of prisoners' rights is also something that he requested. However, the submission does not direct the committee as to why and how the laws need to be changed. It only provides that the submitter agrees with the existing laws, and therefore the submission does not necessitate a review of the Constitution as the submitter is expressing his views and disagreement with the current laws.
Next one. So the ACDP is in support of the sentiment and we really preserve our position on this. If you'll just note that. Thank you, Jim.
Right. Thank you, members. Submission 44 is by Ms. Priscilla. Ms. Priscilla is also supported by four other submitters, and her submission or their submission speaks to Section 27.1A, which is the right to reproductive health care. The submitters request a review of social grants pertaining to the number of children in order to reduce the cost to government. It requests it to give a full social grant for the first child and a limited social grant for any children thereafter. This submission can be accordingly dealt with in pertains to social grant law and does not necessitate a review of the Constitution, but can be accommodated in national legislation in this regard.
Next.
Submission 45 is by Mr. Dinyake. Mr. Dinyake is supported by four other submitters. His submission requests a review of Section 15.2A through to C. However, the request is of a review on the religious observances to include government institutions, which is a higher religious leader who can be assigned to schools in order to improve the moral behavior of students and manage religious practices. The submission does not, however, necessitate an amendment of the Constitution and can be addressed in national legislation and is catered for in Chapter 9, namely the Commission for the Promotion and Protection of Cultural, Religious and Linguistic Communities. This institution is tasked with dealing with such matters, and this submission does not necessitate a review of the Constitution.
Agreed. Next. The ACDP supports the sentiment, but we appreciate the legal opinion. Thank you.
Submission. Thank
you.
I hope I'll find you explain more of. All right. Let's proceed.
Submission 46 is by Ms. Komepe, who is representing a youth organization, and this submission is also supported by 16 people. The submission cited Section 9.3, it cited, which is the Equality Clause, Section 11, Right to Life, Section 15, which is Freedom of Religious Belief and Opinion, Section 27.1, which is the right to health care, food, and social security, Section 29, which is the right to education, and Section 195, 1F, which is accountability of the public administration. They request the review of matters pertaining to pay out to pay point shelter for old people, the right to service delivery, the lack of health care and resources, and delayed arrest and gender-based violence. The submitters in this regard have cited these sections and then stated the summary as stated there and have not articulated as to how the committee must change these sections and how the committee must review these sections, but they state that they are in disagreement with some of the way the law currently is. However, the legal opinion which was provided gives in detail a recommendation to the committee that the submission in particular does not necessitate a review of the Constitution with regard to all of the sections that were cited, and it is a decision for the committee to take, but it does not necessitate a review. Submission 47 is by Mr. Herbert. Mr. Herbert's submission pertains to Section 15(1), which is the freedom of religious belief and opinion, which is cited by the submitter as a basis of his submission. He states that sex work must not be allowed and the judicial system must be reviewed. The legal opinion received in this regard also recommends the committee that the Constitution not be reviewed in this regard, and that the matters raised in the submission can be dealt with the national law.
Great.
Thank you, members. Submission 48 is by Ms. Rasiabe. Ms. Rasiabe is supported by 11 people, and the submission pertains to Section 9(1) on equality before the law, Section 11, right to life, Section 28, children's rights, and Section 103 on provincial boundaries. The legal opinion received in this regard stated that this submission in its entirety also did not necessitate a review of the Constitution, because national legislation can be enacted in order to address the matters that are raised by the submitters in their submission. Submission 49 is by Ms. Abayi. Ms. Abayi is also supported by 13 other submitters, and they also request a review of Section 103 on provinces. They request that the committee review the section in order to reduce the number of provinces in order to provide for more centralized services and jobs for people. The legal opinion provided in this regard recommended that the committee take a decision on whether to review this section in line with as proposed, and it is, they recommended that it's actually up to the committee to, a policy decision needs to be taken in this regard, and it is up to the committee to decide whether it should review this section of the Constitution or not in relation to extension of provincial boundaries.
Yeah. So, members, you are saying it's a policy matter, so it's not desirable.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Thank you, sir, members. Thank you, members. Submission 50. Submission 50 is by Mr. Nelson, and also deals with Section 103 on provincial boundaries, and the legal opinion provided was that this matter can be dealt with in legislation, and it's also a policy matter. However, if you read the actual hard copy, he also goes to the heart of speaking to the fact that the provinces' provincial boundaries need to be reduced, and the committee needs to look into reviewing the Section 103 of the Section 103 of the Constitution. Is it up to the committee to decide according to the legal opinion?
So, policy matters. So the committee has already applied the principle that policy matters must go to the policy matters, because that's not the scope of the committee.
Thank you, Chair. Submission 51 is by Mr. Korana. Mr. Korana's submission, Kohana rejects the entire Constitution on the basis of it being illegitimate, and as he says, it allegedly violates the international laws and treaties. Mr. Kohana does not highlight which section of the Constitution needs to be amended, and therefore it makes it difficult for the committee to proceed.
So you have to dissolve yourselves, members. Is it desirable? Not desirable, all right. Yeah. All right, so next one.
Submission 52, thank you, members, is by Advocate Masumelo. Advocate Masumolo requests Masimula. Is exactly the same as submission 39 as read before, as he requested somebody in his office to give this to submit the submission again. The members have made a ruling on this that it does not necessitate a review of the Constitution.
Stays like what?
Submission 53 is by Tepiso. Sepisa requests that Section 9(3) of the state may not discriminate on one of the grounds listed there, and discrimination which is established as fair. The omission of the submitted writes out in his submission that the omission of the discrimination on the basis of class within the Equality Clause infringes Section 10 on human dignity due to the lack of access applicable to previously disadvantaged groups. The omission renders the Constitution non-inclusive to the majority of people of this country who have had their class fate decided for them by the system that is still being corrected. The legal opinion received in this regard stated that it is up to the committee to decide whether Section 9(3) should be amended or should be reviewed in order to include discrimination on the basis of class.
Discrimination on the basis
of class needs to be included into Section 9(3).
So it's not desirable. Because the class are not defined. We don't know the classes. Depends from where you stand.
Grade 8, grade 9, grade 10, grade 11.
All right, next one.
Thank you, members. Submission 54 is by the Foundation National Restoration, the Foundation for National Restoration. A legal opinion was also provided with regard to this submission. It dealt with Chapter 12 on traditional leaders, namely Section 211 and Section 212. The submission is based on scripture references which were made by the submitter. However, the legal opinion provided stated that this submission did not necessitate a review of the Constitution, and that these matters can be dealt with in national legislation that pertains to traditional leadership.
Okay, we support the sentiments here, but I do appreciate that it can't be incorporated here. Thank you, Chair.
All right. It's getting better on our resources.
Thank you, members. Submission number 55 is by Honorable Maimani, and he was requesting the committee to review Section 89 for the session of term of the president, and he was requesting that the president cease to be president if he is found in violation of the Constitutional Court, and if it rules in violation of his oath of office, or that if the Constitutional Court finds that the president has committed a serious violation or committed serious misconduct. The legal opinion received in this regard was that Parliament has currently looked into revising its rules in this regard, and therefore it did not pronounce on a review of the Constitution per se, but however this matter has been thoroughly looked into by Parliament. And
DA reserves position.
ACDP also
reserves. ACDP as well. Next.
Thank you, members. Submission 56 is by the Green Horse Organization. The Green Horse Organization requested the committee to review Section 28 on the right of every child to be protected from maltreatment, neglect, or abuse or degradation. The submission clearly states that presently the Constitution does not protect children when it comes to the abuse and degradation through child pornography. It only refers to the Publication Act, which is not protecting children unless they are victims that can testify, which leads to lenient sentences. The legal opinion provided in this regard stated that it is up to the committee to decide whether Section 28 needs to be amended in this regard. However, this matter can be thoroughly addressed in national legislation and does not necessitate a review of Section 28 on the rights of the child.
Chair, ACDP supports the sentiment here and would suggest that we refer this to the relevant portfolio committee dealing with this issue, because there are very valid legislative amendments.
I agree. But I want to also to extend all these things that they can be dealt with by particular legislation. That they be referred to relevant committees to consider.
All right. Great. Next.
Thank you, members. Submission 57 is by Ms. Elizabeth. She requested a recognition of South African Sign Language under Section 6.1. The committee has thoroughly made a considered this section for review and has made a decision in favor of this proposal.
Can I just ask, as far as this is concerned, where are we in that process, and will that be part of the legacy report for the next parliament, Chair?
Definitely so, and we will have to, in that legacy report, say that the decision is made and is already adopted by the houses in that recommendation. Then, therefore, they need to set up a structure or refer properly the matter for processing.
Thank you.
Right.
Sure, just a question, and I agree, by the way. But if you're saying it's adopted by the House, surely it becomes a House legacy matter and not a committee legacy matter. Or am I seeing it wrong?
Yeah, no, because that's why I was saying, because it's here in the submission, it should also be part of the legacy report. And hence I'm saying that we will then say that in the paragraph that the matter has been dealt with and adopted by the House. Just for completion, really, for them to keep the matter as well on process. We can ask them to put it in the parliamentary legacy report as well.
Adopted by the committee as well. This is why it must go to the...
Yeah, all right. Yeah, next, please.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, members. Submission 58 is by Mr. Bengingosi. Bengingosi is requesting that the committee consider reviewing Section 217.1 on procurement, Section 25 on property, and thoroughly sets out how the committee should look into this matter. Section 25 has already been pronounced upon by the committee, and Section 217.1 on procurement is a matter which has been advised on by the legal advice that it can be dealt with in national legislation, and therefore the Submission 58 of 2016 also does not necessitate a review of the Constitution as the matter has partly been dealt with, and the second part of the submission does not necessitate a review.
Well, there is a Preferential Procurement Act, right? So it can go there. All right.
Thank you, members. Submission 59 is by the South African National Deaf Association. It also requests a review of Section 6.1 with regard to the South African Sign Language, and this matter has also been decided upon by the committee and does not necessitate further review.
Yes, next one.
Submission 60 is by Ms. Salby. Ms. Salby's submission requested a review of Chapter 2 in the Bill of Rights. A legal opinion was provided. The submission requested the addition of the right to work in the Bill of Rights and Chapter 2, and in Chapter 2, and then the Bill of Rights is not realized by over 8 million unemployed South Africans. This submission also, according to the legal opinion, did not necessitate a review of the Constitution and was recommended to be dealt with in South African labor laws. Submission 61 is by Ms. Vutelezi. This submission also pertains to Section 25, which the committee has dealt with. It also requested an amendment of Section 41 on governance. It also dealt with a request for review of the preamble and a request for review of freedom of speech. The legal opinion, there was no legal opinion received in this regard. However, the advice is that the matters that pertain to property rights were dealt with by this committee with regard to governance. Proposals that the spheres of government be changed into tiers of government and no executive power at provincial and local levels, as current structure is hindering service delivery. The advice in this regard is it does not necessitate a review or an amendment of the Constitution and can be considered in national legislation for this part. The second part is that it proposes that Section 235 be amended to remove the ability to establish new areas which exclude the rest of society. the section review request also does not necessitate a review of the Constitution with regard to the preamble. The submitters requesting that it be made clear that all who live in South Africa means its citizens. Regarding this review request, the policy decision to be taken by the committee, however, this is not recommended on the basis of restoring the balance of South Africa's exclusionary past laws. With regard to freedom of speech, the submitters requesting that it be amended in order to prevent abuse by cartoon artwork. This is also another part which is a policy decision to be taken by the committee, as said by legal advisors, and does not recommend a basis for possible infringement on the right of freedom of expression. Some of the recommendations given here are taken from previous legal opinions which have been received. Even though this one did not necessarily receive one, the committee has made decisions on all of these matters, and it would seem that none of them necessitates a change in the Constitution.
There's a backdoor from Pumlona, yeah. On this question...
Honourable Pumlona?
Yeah.
All right, what do you want?
I come in here now. Where's the backdoor?
Wait.
On the question of the this preamble, now it's something new now, but that one was decided then, now I'm here. This, strictly speaking, when you're interpreting, it means as soon as you come to South Africa, this is your country. It's very serious. Now, if you say that, hey, South Africa belongs to all who live it, doesn't say how they live. If they live here as a refugee, this is my country. If I live here as a fugitive from justice in my country, if I live here as long as I live here, whether legally or illegally, this is my country. Either that it has no meaning, or if it has a meaning, what is the meaning? How do you interpret it? So therefore, it needs a clarification on that. We need to request that it comes out as a legacy to us. This
Okay, Honourable Brendan.
Yeah, I undertake to fund a course in interpretation of statutes for Mr. Mpumlana.
All right, two advocates. You will find a good court, fair court for yourselves to deal with that. All right. What is recommended is you agree with it, members, right?
Yeah.
All right, next.
Yeah.
And remember, there's an ample plethora of legislation that deals with our legitimacy of being here.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Next.
Thank you, members. Submission 62 is by the Royal House of the Griqua people. It also received a legal opinion. It was pertaining to a request for review of Section 211 and Section 212. The legal opinion provided in this regard stated that these matters can be dealt with in national legislation, and they do not necessitate a review of the Constitution.
Great, next.
Submission 63 is by Tsolo. Tsolo's submission does not fall within the mandate of the committee, as they have not highlighted the section.
Next.
Submission 64 is by Karansnau. It also, former MP Mr. Karansnau. His submission was also a narrative which did not indicate which section and how the committee must actually process the submission, and therefore cannot be considered. Thank you, members. Submission 65 was by the...
From East London.
Submission 65 was by Independent Communications Authority of South Africa. This submission was thoroughly considered by the committee through the legal opinion which was provided on section 181 on the establishment and governing principles of the Communications Authority, and section 192 on the Electronic Communications Commission. The proposed sections, it was recommended by legal services can be dealt with in national legislation, and it did not necessitate a change or a review of the Constitution. Submission 66 by Mr. Ngobeni pertained to the establishing section of this committee's work, and it proposed it to be checked, but he already did not provide reasons for asking that Section 45(1)(c) be changed. And he also requested a provision of constitutional booklets.
Right. So you're saying it's not desirable?
No, Chair, it does not request a review of the Constitution. The final submission of 2016 was by Equal Education, and the legal opinion in this regard was provided to the committee about 3 weeks ago. It pertained to Section 100, which is a national intervention, which is required. It basically went to detail about the lack of clarity on the roles when Section 100 is being invoked, but not much intervention is followed through. The submission makes a positive legal obligation on Parliament to pass a law to enable the effective operation of this section. Legal services made a recommendation that Equal Education made a very compelling case in this regard, and regardless of all the proposals, no such legislation has yet been passed in order to strengthen Section 100, and the legal advisors were actually in favor of a slight amendment to Section 100 in order to give it clarification, in order for it to have effect. So it's up to the members now to decide, does Section 100 need to be reviewed in order to give clarity and effect, in order for it to carry out it's what it gives.
We support from the ACDP the sentiment, but we understand we've not had time, and we support the legal opinion, and we suggest this is held over to the next parliament. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, so it goes, we refer it to...
DA agrees.
DA agrees. Everybody agrees, right?
Everybody.
Yeah. Yes, members have concluded then.
Yeah.
2016, 2017, 2018.
We referred to NCOP to draw guidelines. Honourable, want to say something?
I do, thank you, Mr. Chair. I think that Susanna has done an unbelievably good job of summarising such a huge amount of work. I think she presented it very, very cogently, and she needs to be congratulated and thanked.
So you got a round of applause, members. We will then, at this point, issue the first draft of the legacy report for our next meeting, and you are expected to read so that you help with the populating of that report. All right, the meeting, we thank you all for your time and your participation in helping us to consider and deliberate on these matters, and the meeting is adjourned. Otherwise, next week, what? No.